Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of ilm, of true knowledge, that knowledge that takes a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that knowledge that creates fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a person's heart. So today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qal, sami'tu Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, ad-dunya mal'unatun, mal'unun ma fiha, illa dhikrullahi ta'ala, وَمَا وَالَاهُ وَعَالِمًا أَوْ مُتَعَلِّمًا رَوَاهُ التِّرْمِذِي قَالَ حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, this world is cursed. Little meaning of this, mal'una, this world is cursed. I'll explain it just now. This world is cursed and all that is in it is cursed. Except, so now they have certain exceptions, except the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever is beloved to him, a scholar of deen, an alim, and a student. In other words, these are all excluded from the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is meant here by the curse is that this world is far away from the mercy, far away from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that Allah ta'ala doesn't curse. Curse means person saying something about someone else, or person wishing something. Whatever Allah Ta'ala wishes, that happens immediately. So here, what is meant by this dunya is far away from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything in this world is far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam creates exceptions. The first exception is, illa dhikrullahi ta'ala, except the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا وَالَاهُ, and that which is close to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explain what is meant by this, وَمَا وَالَاهُ, that which is close to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi explains it as ta'atillah, that this is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other ulama explain it as that being close to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that it helps a person, whatever helps a person to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever helps a person to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever helps a person in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is not far away from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, a person eats and he drinks to the extent of necessity. This eating and this drinking helps him now to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is not far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything else, for all types of haram, obviously will fall very, very far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all those things that help a person, that bring a person closer to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this now excluded from this first part of the hadith, that it is all far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama give another explanation to wama wa alahu, and that which is close, but they say not close to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which is close to Allah ta'ala himself. In other words, that specific remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that also is excluded from this first part of the hadith, which is saying that this world is far away from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything in it except the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wama walahu, and that which is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which is close to take us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, you're not take us close to the dhikr, but actually take us close directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the second explanation that is given. Something for us just to ponder about this, just to finish off this last part of the hadith, except an alim or a person that is a student. In other words, he's learning deen, he's learning ilm. He doesn't have to be formally learning it in any madrasa, but he can be coming daily to the masjid, or he can be attending some class where he's learning basic. Person is a student, he's learning every day something, he's making it a point of learning it, he's got a kitab that he's learning du'as, every day he's learning a sunnah, he's learning a du'a. So a person is a student of deen, he's making it a point. This also now is excluded from being far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And specifically mentioned here to show us the virtue of these particular two personalities. One is the alim and one is the student that is learning. So coming back to this first part of the hadith, that this world is cursed, this world is far away from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything in it. Ask ourselves how often we are chasing these things that are far away from the mercy of Allah ta'ala. We all want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but daily we are hankering after those things that are very, very far away from the mercy. In other words, we are ending up taking a wrong direction. The direction away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we are taking when we are hankering after those things that bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, I'm giving one example. A person is spending his time in sports, spending his time in just unnecessary entertainment, going for all type of resorts, going for holidays here and going for holidays there. What that got to do with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What that got to do with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the dunya in itself is far away and everything that is in the dunya is far away with the explanation that we gave, except those things that take a person closer to Allah ta'ala? So we got to ask ourselves, when we are tempted to sit in front of the television, are we going closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we going closer to the mercy of Allah? Or we are deviating and going far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if we are far away from the mercy of Allah ta'ala, and the angel of death has to catch us at that time, ask ourselves, what will happen? As Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullahi alayhi would say, ask yourself, what if? Just two words. What if? When I'm far away from the mercy of Allah ta'ala, when I'm sitting in front of the big television screen, or I'm sitting in the sports stadium where they're all intermingling taking place, photography taking place, there's music taking place, I'm in a place where wrong is taking, sometimes it's in the weddings. Nowadays our weddings are all mixed. Ladies and men and photography, you know, so much of haram is taking place. What if the angel of death catches me here? What will be my condition? So all the time we should be looking for those opportunities that will take us closer to the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. For example, a person came to the masjid, a person is going for a deeni program, a person is sitting with his family, a person is having kitab reading, or he's just having a light-hearted session with his family. Nothing, no guna. But the niyat is, I must get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There you'll find there'll be so much of barakat, so much of rahmat. And if mort has to catch him in that condition, how fortunate he is. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. So let us remember this daily, inshallah, if we get the chance, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us this world is far away from the rahmat of Allah ta'ala. Is it wise for us to be hankering, chasing, continuously going after something that is so far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rather, we be chasing those things that are close to the mercy of Allah ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.